What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Naima B, your Motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dreams. I want to talk about channeling your energy and knowing how to do that, right? Because let me tell you about life. Yo, you think you're going to be like, good, you good, 5 seconds, you good. Yo, as soon as you good and you good, I promise you somebody's going to come in your area. Somebody's going to come. Somebody's going to call you on the phone. Somebody's going to send you a message. Somebody's going to do something to knock you off your gangster. Like, and when I say knock you off your gangster, I mean like someone is going to try to come in and stop you from being happy. Like someone's going to try to come in and kind of give you that negative energy that you don't want. But let me tell you something. You need it because that is only going to make you better. Like, that is only going to build. It's like kind of like this. As you're a human, you're always building yourself up. Even though logically your body is decaying and we are decaying every single day, right? We're getting older. So cells are coming off of us. New skins are being formed. Different things are happening. But also, mentally, you could be building at the same time. Mentally, you could be building. You could be growing spiritually. So many good things and positive things are happening to you at the same time as you're getting older. So let me tell you, I'm telling you this because the negative people that come around you, the negative people that talk, that say different things, they're doing that to kind of get you off of your gangster. You know what I mean? Like your happiness. Like they're doing that. And what you got to do is you got to know when a devil is being used. You got to know. And let me tell you something. Don't be afraid to call that demon out. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to tell a friend, yo, the devil is using you right now. Back up. You know what I'm saying? I told somebody recently, I don't even know why you contacted me. So take all that demonic, forceful energy somewhere else. And they got really offended. Like, they was like, demonic? People get so carried away and oopy doopy on me saying, yeah, demonic. Anything negative is demonic. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, keep it away from me. You keep that energy over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need that. But I just wanted to really, really let you guys know that it is okay to accept whatever is coming at you. You can't get away from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't get away from negative. That's how the world goes around. It's good, it's bad. But what you gotta do is you gotta outweigh all of that. You gotta know how to balance all of that. You gotta know how to channel it when it come near you. So boom, here's what you do. When it come near you, you see it for what it is first. First and foremost, never put yourself in a situation. Never be in a situation, because you are going to be in a situation. But when you are in that situation, analyze that situation to the T. When I say to the T, I'm talking about to the nitty gritty. You got to analyze every single piece of moment. Let me tell y'all, I had this situation. Yeah, I'm online dating. That's kind of what you do if you are single, right? So I have a guy who ends up calling me and no. He at least sends me a message. So the message reads, oh, you're dating? Like, it kind of was like, are you dating? And he sees, like, my picture. No. Okay, so it didn't say, are you dating? He sends me an actual image, you guys, of my profile. So he sends the image of my profile. And I'm like, what in the world? So, and then he also sends an emoji of a man, like, saying SMH. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. A man with the whole, like, SMH kind of thing. So, I don't even know why he's doing this. But you're doing it because, like, why are you sending this to me and then asking me why am I online? And, like, I just think all of that is petty. Like, you know what I mean? And there was so much more that I don't want to go into it. But I feel like people will come out of the blue. They will come out of nowhere. I haven't spoken to this man in months. What's the problem of me and being online? I haven't spoke to you in months. Since January 1st. Like, what is the issue? Like, I feel like a lot of people don't know how to express themselves. So they'll come at you with, like, just anything. And you have to know how to deal with that type of energy, you know. And what that looks like is deciding that you're not going to even think about it, which can be hard, and which you are going to naturally think about it, but it's always good to channel your energy into, like, working out or doing something strenuous where you're using and exercising and stimulating your brain. Because when it's stimulated, then it's easier to push out the negative vibes, negative forces, and then being grateful, extremely grateful. If you could find something right now to be extremely grateful about, that you could think about, that will warm your heart, what is it? And those are things that you can do to channel your energy when negative people who are used by demonic forces come at you. You know what I mean? So that's it, guys. I love you. I'll see you guys on the next show. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. And I will be back tomorrow. Love you all. Bye.